Greetings to our radio friends. This is a wonderful era because it is the era in which God offers free salvation to guilty, undeserving persons. Of all the great things that are being accomplished in our lifetime, none is greater than the great work that God is doing in transforming useless, worthless persons into children of God who have found a pleasure in serving Him. Did you ever consider the question, why did the Lord Jesus Christ voluntarily lay down His life when He came to the earth? Did He accomplish anything worthwhile in so doing? My topic for today's program is The Precious Blood of Christ. I trust you will be able to listen to the entire program. First of all, here is a message in song. To speak very briefly on a rather familiar text found in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. The very foundation stone of all Bible salvation is the shed blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ. To know what sin is, we must know what it costs to redeem us from it. And here we have set before us the price, the blood of Jesus Christ. And that is precious because it was the only price that God could accept in payment for sin. It is precious because it is the blood of one who never sinned, one who could not sin, because he was God manifest in the flesh. There is no arguing the fact that all men are sinners, lost and condemned. If you will be honest with yourself, you will readily admit this fact that you are a sinner. Man is sold under sin, and nothing that man has ever possessed was sufficient to buy his lost soul out of the market, the slave market of sin. Bring to God your silver and gold, your worldly goods, and lay it at the throne of a righteous God. And immediately we hear the words of our text, ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold. No, that price was not sufficient. Lay down your good moral life at his throne, and without hesitation we hear his word declare, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Put in your bid of good deeds, church membership, good works. Tell God that you wish to buy your redemption with that. That price will never buy your redemption because Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saves us. There is only one thing that is good enough to purchase the souls of lost men and women, and that is the precious blood of Christ. God looks upon all these things that sinful men try to bring to him, and they are entirely in vain, and he says, without the shedding of blood is no remission. My friend, if you are trying to get to heaven through any other means, God will never accept you. I wonder, my friend, if you know the preciousness of the blood that was shed on Calvary's hill, has it been applied to your heart? Are your sins under the blood? Listen to this glorious text in 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body in the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. A preacher was called one time to visit a very sick man. After the usual greetings, the minister asked about his soul. The sick man studied a while and finally said, well, I think my chances of getting to heaven are pretty good. The preacher asked him if he believed heaven to be a reality, and he answered yes. Then he asked if he believed in a literal hell, again receiving the answer yes. Then he said to the old man, if you have an undying soul that will soon be in one of these two places, what preparation have you made for that eternity? I would like to ask you one more thing. On what do you base your hope for heaven? The old man's voice was weak, and the answer came slowly, but finally he said, well, I've always been kind to my wife and children, and I have not intentionally wronged my fellow men. The preacher waited a moment and then continued asking him this question, what kind of a place do you think heaven is? The old gentleman answered immediately, I think it's a place of no sin and sorrow. It must surely be a happy place, and I think they must sing there too. The preacher turned to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5, and he said, yes, sir, they do sing there, and I want to read you the song they will be singing. This is what he read. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. You see, they are praising their Savior, the one who loved them and died for them. Notice, they have not a word to say about what they have done. It's all about what he has done. He loved them and died for them. Now suppose you were up there, and you had arrived in the way you say because you've been good to your family, and so on. There would be one sinner in heaven that had never been washed from his sins in the blood of Christ. You could not join the song they sing, could you? The preacher waited for an answer, but there wasn't a word from those lips. The old man's head dropped and his eyes turned to the floor. Finally, he looked up at one who had come from a life's dream. And he now saw for the first time the eternal realities, and after a long pause, he said, well, I never thought of that before. The preacher answered, no, but God thought of it and has put a verse for person just like you in the Bible. Here it is. Now unto him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. You would know nothing of God's love. You could not sing unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his blood. You would be there without a Savior, without a song. Now listen to the good news of the next verse, and this is taken from Romans chapter 4. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. It wasn't many moments until the old man was praising God for a free salvation. And the next day when the preacher called to see him, he looked up with joy in his face and said, I'll have a song. It will be unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Unsaved friend, God has made provision for you to be in his presence for all eternity. I would like to ask this important question of you. What are you depending on to take you to heaven? Are you certain that God is satisfied with that ticket that you hold in your hands? Since God has said without the shedding of blood is no remission, and since he has provided the blood that can save you, you are ignoring God. In fact, you are insulting God by trying to manufacture some way of salvation of your own. It would be far better if, like that poor sick man, you could say, I don't want to depend upon my good life, the fact that I have treated people right. I am depending on the sacrifice of Christ, the blood that he shed on Calvary, because I want to be redeemed, like all the rest of the redeemed in heaven, by the precious shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've never done it before, do it right now. Thank Jesus Christ for dying for you. Tell him that you are willing to rest upon his shed blood as the only means of receiving forgiveness of sins, and God will give to you eternal life the very moment you do it. May God bless you for having listened to this gospel program.
Love divine, so great and wondrous, deep and mighty, pure, sublime, coming from the heart of Jesus, just the same fruit test of time. Early gates will open, so that I may enter in. For he purchased my redemption, and forgave me. I shall enter heaven.